Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
My name is Jen Ceramic, and I'm the Operations Director for Civic Actions. The way the project came about was Nancy Brink, who's the project manager over at EPA, called Civic Actions to have us do an estimate for working on their website, the EPA.net community portal. In talking with her about what their needs were, what their budget was, we tried to think about different models because they didn't really have the budget to do a full-scale redesign and redevelopment of their site. And I learned that they were doing a youth enterprise in media, video production. And we talked more about maybe developing this technology as another adjunct to that skill that they're developing. And it seemed to just hit a chord. Their site was already developed in OpenACS originally, so it was a foundational value of theirs to use open source, and so it just went from there.
And so you kind of somehow got the youth that was associated with this organization involved in actually building the website?
Mm-hmm. The youth had already started the process of creating their firm, which is called EPA Creative. And it started out as a media production company, and they decided, they had a one-person, Will, who had been working in Drupal just kind of playing around and was interested in investigating it to replace the EPA, the OpenACS site. And so he was the one who really, Nancy saw an opportunity to really get him soaked in learning how to develop, and then started talking with the other youth, as I understand it, and they seemed all excited about adding another set of skills to their quiver, I guess.
And so maybe talk about the evolution of the project from, you know, where it started and where it's at today.
Mm-hmm. Well, it first started with that initial proposal to develop their website, which was at a higher cost than they could really afford. And then we started to do more of like an information architecture. So we were going to just do an information architecture kind of discovery phase for them and then provide support for Will as he developed whatever that plan was. And what it's morphed into is that they changed direction, and instead of focusing first on the EPA.net website, they decided to focus on their EPA Creative website. So instead of that first project we've been doing, really supporting them to generate their own business. And so now the work has taken more the tenor of actually kind of training them in our business model at Civic Action. So we have an open source ethic, and our business model is also open. So anybody who works with us can just copy whatever they want and, you know, do their own thing if they want to. So we've been training them in role-based work. So we sort of broke the group into who was interested in project management skills and learning those things, and theming and configuration. And then we've been doing training focused in each one of those groups for playing that role. And the actual web development team has become a smaller group of it, of the youth. There now are a couple of designers, a blog manager. So we're kind of like creating a little business team for them. They have a business manager who is the current project manager, and they're all sort of modeling their roles after how we do our projects. They're sort of stepping into the roles of running their own business.
Great. And maybe talk about the location and demographic of these youth.
They are from East Palo Alto, California, which is really kind of in the shadows of the freeways leading to Silicon Valley in the South Bay. And their community is what's called an environmental justice community. So in the past, they're just by location, they've been under freeways, next to power plants, in the sort of effluvium of Silicon Valley chip manufacturing. So they have, you know, the Silicon Valley Toxic Association, which is a group that's about getting, you know, polluters closed and things like that. So it's been kind of a community cut off from the rest of Palo Alto, which is relatively affluent. And most of the youth in this program are Latino, they're Spanish-speaking, and there's kind of a listening for them in the community of, you know, if they express an interest in computers, it's more like computer repair is what the listening from the community is, and that's just not what they're after. They're after being professionals, and ideally, they're excited about the idea of working virtually. This is what, kind of what they're doing now with us. And they're between 14 and 24. That's the Workforce Investment Act's definition of a youth. So a lot of these youth, most of them are either in their GED process, they've dropped out of high school, and so they're, you know, retaking their own life on. A lot of them are in City College, and so the program has to kind of go around their school schedules and other schedules, but they're all full-time employed youth at the program. They're not like an after-school program for high school. So they're really, in a way, taking on their lives again. Like, they've been sort of left in a position where there's not a lot of listening for their success and, you know, like high achievement, and they're really getting that they can do those things.
Hmm. And so maybe talk about like what it's been like to come here to DrupalCon with the youth.
Well, I was able to go to the She's Geeky conference with the project manager, Sylvia, and that was sort of the first time. I come from a background myself of working with at-risk youth in Hunters Point, which is in San Francisco, and very similar, like asking those kids to imagine what they're going to be doing in 5 years. They just don't have an answer. They just don't see themselves in 5 years. They're not used to the practice of setting goals and achieving them and that being sort of a guided process until they get it themselves. And so for them to come here, I mean, they've done a few, this group of youth have done a few presentations publicly for their video stuff that they've done, but this is sort of a different venue, first of all, and a venue at least where they initially at least felt like just super newbies, really beginners, and wondered whether anybody would be interested in hearing from them. And then when we actually did the session, they were really nervous and all that, but they got such a warm response, and even though the room wasn't totally full, there was the right 50 people were there, and just people expressing how moved they were and offering resources like laptops. Like right after the session, somebody came up and said, we have 6 workstations, and it just really made an impact with them, and they just were all around here yesterday after their session just smiling and just feeling really like supported by the community, which is really awesome.
So why don't you guys each introduce yourself?
My name is Zoli Tulapu.
My name is Sylvia Molina.
My name is William Molina.
I'm Seilangi Nimolasui.
My name is Jesus Hernandez.
What are you all doing here at DrupalCon?
Well, we're here to learn all that we can about Drupal, and we also actually had a session presenting what we do at EPA.net and presenting our site that was made with Drupal by some of our staff that are in charge of the web team and development, and yeah, that's what we're here for.
So what is EPA.net and what are you guys doing?
EPA.net is a program where youth out of school will go and learn skills of the 21st century, such as web development and leadership skills and communication skills. We also have the video team, and we're at the point in which we create great products and we're putting them out for the community, and right now we want to do more business-like jobs.
I see. And so what connects you all together as a group? Are you all certain age or in the same school or out of school, or what's sort of like the thing that ties you all together?
Our age range is from ages probably 18 on up. We all live in East Palo Alto.
I guess also we live, like Sully say, in the same community, and I guess another of the things that connect us is our interests, that we want to do better things for the community and for ourselves.
I see. And so what is it that you're doing on these websites, that you're building Drupal sites? So what is it that you're building?
So right now we have an old website that is not built on Drupal, but we're going to pass it on to Drupal eventually. And the purpose in doing that is to get the community more involved, to get the news out, to let people know what's going on, such as events, parties. And we think the best platform to do that on is Drupal.
I see. And how did you all get involved with Drupal?
I guess we just kind of like looked around and saw what kind of other programs out there, such as, you know, Joomla, to see what we can do to get our site finally built. And we decided that Drupal was the best platform to build it on.
So maybe someone could tell me a little bit about your Drupal site. You know, what kind of modules or what kind of things did you guys like been working on and then doing?
Okay, so our Drupal site, well, we got help from Civic Actions. Right now they're helping us to build it. Some of the modules that we have on our site are, you know, CZK, Views. We've been working with CSS Injector. I'm not sure, there's just like a lot of modules that we have on there, but pretty much all the ones that you'll see on any Drupal site. And then we've also just kind of played around with Views. I think that's pretty much like one of the biggest ones that we have on there.
Okay, so who were you working with, and you know, how did they come up on board?
First, we were trying to do it by ourselves, but since we're not very experienced at Drupal, we couldn't really do it. And since they have like this mission of helping the community and making business and also like training us so in the future we can do it all by ourselves and help another, like other people, I guess that's what got us to them, their mission.
I see. And so what do you guys think of DrupalCon? Like, what are you guys doing here in terms of like what type of sessions, or what are you interested about learning about?
Well, it's really cool. I'm not very familiar, like I'm not very technical with like Drupal or anything, so I'm really excited about Drupal 7. It's really easy. And just whatever I can learn for now. And then once I put in practice, I guess next time I go to like a Drupal camp or DrupalCon, I can talk more about it.
I think it's awesome. In 2008, we went to the Bat Camp, and it wasn't nearly as big as this one. This one is huge. And I think it's just pretty cool to learn about modules and new improvements to Drupal, such as Drupal 7, like Sylvia brought out. It's just becoming much easier to do and more accessible to everyone.
Okay. Maybe we could go around and you can each tell me like what your favorite part of Drupal is.
I would say how easy it is to work with and everything that it relates, that it's open source and that it's available to more of the community, and more, and it's more built on focusing on community, such as our community. And I guess its openness to that is my favorite part about what Drupal is.
My favorite part about this Drupal conference is just learning that Drupal isn't only for those people who are technical savvy. You know, I'm learning a lot that I didn't expect to learn. I learned about, you know, modules. Is that how you say it? Okay, I learned about modules and different techniques on how to use Drupal. Like, I didn't think I would be able to actually understand Drupal because they had all these different, like, words, CSS, and HTML, and that's my favorite part about this Drupal conference, is learning so much more that I didn't think that I can accomplish.
My favorite part of Drupal is just being able to customize it the way you want. There's just like lots of ways to make it your own. You can put CSS and then customize it the way you want, install whatever modules you want. It doesn't just give you a set amount of modules or, you know, things that you can put on there, but you can go on the Drupal.org website and just download anything you want, themes and all that stuff.
What I like about Drupal is its community. They're like really helpful and stuff. So if you have like any question, anybody here can help you, and like they're very willing to help other people to learn more about Drupal.
Well, my favorite part of Drupal is attending different sessions and to learn what I need to learn and to learn different things that I haven't learned before.
Are you guys planning on doing more websites, or what's sort of on the horizon for what's next for you guys?
Yeah, so one of the biggest steps in rebuilding our creative.epa.net website is to get more jobs out there for people who might need a website like ours, or yeah, and then we can help them out with that.
I guess another of our projects is to train another youth in our community to use Drupal, because not a lot of people know about it.
All right, well, great. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.